It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I'm glad we're together. Stopped by Elsie Neal's shop. She has some circus things there, and I got so interested in this little toy that Elsie said to me, Fred, why don't you just take it with you and show it to your television friends? You're welcome to borrow it for a while. So let's take it to the kitchen. I'll show you how it works. Little clown on a bike. Now this button over here, can you see that button? That turns it on. See if I can turn it on right here. See how it goes? Now if I flick this switch, it'll turn around there for a while. See that? And then if I turn the switch at just the right time, I can make it go up into there. Once more. As soon as it gets on here, we turn it around. And stop it there. What do you think of that? That's something? Just a machine. Yes, with some batteries inside here. But it goes along this track. There's a big difference between how this plastic clown moves and how you move. Sure, you're a real person. This is just a machine. Of course, some of us have special problems with the way that we move. Our arms or our legs or our back, you know, like Chef Brockett or Chrissy Thompson. But even if our bodies don't grow quite like everybody else's, we're still all one piece. Sure, and that's very important, to be all one piece. You know why we are? Because everything grows together in our body. Yeah, look at that. You see, a toy like that can come apart. But people, all one piece. Everything grows together because we're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow as your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows because you're all one piece. everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. Mm-hmm. That's true. Now let's just take this back to Elsie Neal's shop, because she has other things there. Other circus toys. Yeah, and I'd like you to see them. Come along, will you? Hey, Elsie.
Hi, Fred.
I brought it back. Thank you for loaning it to me.
Oh,
I like it when the little man goes, or the clown goes around upside down, you know?
Yes, that's fun.
Hey, is that the thing you were making at our place?
Yes, and I finished it.
That's very nice.
I added some wheat and some more leaves.
Oh, it's beautiful. Remember that? I like that.
Now, what I really want to show you is an exciting little display over here. I'd like to tell you something about it first. These are just portions of a larger exhibit that's in a museum of circus memorabilia.
Are these handmade?
These are all handmade.
My, imagine making those.
See all the details in it?
And the camel there.
Yes, now this one is hand-carved.
Oh my, look at that. Little pieces of wood that somebody carved to make look like that, and then painted.
Can you imagine how much time it took to make this?
Look at that camel. Beautiful work.
Well, this one is my favorite.
A balloon stand. See there?
The little balloons and the little figures in the front.
That all hand carved. That's wood, you see. And even those folds in the man's coat and pants, all carved in the wood. My, I really like that.
Now I have a film that shows the larger exhibit in the museum.
Ooh,
now, if you'd like to see a portion of it, I can show it to you.
I'd really like to, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't know you were a film lady, too.
Now, before I show you the film, I'd like to tell you what it begins with. Mm-hmm. It begins with some figures depicting circus life. They're on posters.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, all of the circus elements that you'll see are all made by hand.
Like those little models.
Those, yes, and some of them are even moving.
Oh, boy, I like to see that.
Now, I'm going to get ready to start the film, but would you put the lights out for me first?
Sure.
Switches on the wall.
Thank you.
imagine making all that by hand.
It's quite a chore, isn't it?
Oh, well, I couldn't do it, and I'm sure many of my young friends couldn't do it.
Oh, that is a hard job. But when my young friends come into the craft shop, I usually show them some simpler things to make. In fact, I was working on some clown hangings. Would you like to help me with one of them?
Sure, I'll get the lights. Just a minute.
How do you make them?
Well, we're going to make a little simple one with this plate. We can make the nose out of this.
Is it a paper plate?
Just a simple paper plate.
And a
balloon.
A balloon for the nose?
Yes.
Is that big enough?
You can make it a little smaller than that.
Oh, smaller?
Just let a little of the air out. And we'll paste these down. These are the eyes.
Now what do you do?
Well, put the nose through the little hole.
Oh, you mean the back of the balloon through
the... That's it. How's that?
Good.
Okay.
And there's that back there, then you make the...
little knot in the back, or you can tie a string on it, or put a paper clip on it.
There. Now we'll
let's see how it looks.
Great.
Needs some eyebrows, doesn't it? Set. Put a big mouth on it. How's that?
That's a good kind of a decoration. Could even make that into a mask, couldn't
you? Yes, you could.
Thank you for loaning us that clown.
Oh, you're welcome. If you have a minute, I want to show you another one.
Right. She has all sorts of things here today.
This one's a lot of fun.
Whenever it touches something, then it moves someplace else. How do you do it like that?
That's it.
I must be getting back to my place. Thank you for all of your circus things.
Oh, thank you for coming. I hope you enjoyed it.
Sure did. Have a good day, Elsie.
Well, thank you, Fred.
Come along, my friend. Whenever that little clown hit something, then it would bounce away and go someplace else. I have some stars and a balloon. I think I have a paper plate out here. You have lots of ideas of things to make. Sure. For decorations. Even other things than making a face out of a paper plate. Take a look at this. What would you make with a paper plate and a balloon and some stars? Yeah, you have your own ideas for things. And what you would make would be your very own. Mm-hmm. And that's what would make it great. Let me see. Let's get some of these pretend things from the neighborhood of make-believe. Remember the last time that we pretended that Purple Panda had been helping a circus in Westwood? Well, why don't we pretend today that he's back in the neighborhood of make-believe? And he's trying to teach Lady Elaine something at the museum go-round. I think maybe he could be missing his friends at the circus. Okay? Purple Panda and Lady Elaine Fairchild at the museum go-round. Okay, I think I'm ready. Okay.
Okay, bring it down.
You must hold very, very still, Lady Elaine.
I'll try. I'm trying my best. Okay, now just a minute now. Center it a little better. That's good. Okay. Oh, that makes me so mad. I've tried and tried. I just can't do it, Panda.
Just one more time, please, Lady Elaine.
Say, I have an idea. Let's just take the ball and play a couple of innings with it.
But that's not what they do in the circus.
Okay, sport. If those circus people can balance a ball on their noses, at least I can try again. All right.
All right.
Now,
here we
get
go.
The museum going. There you go. You ready to bow? Okay. Bow. That's it. All set? Maybe if I move this way a little bit. Oh, wait a minute. Don't take your paw off yet. Okay. Oh, that does it. No more. That ball has had it as far as I'm concerned. Boy! Try, and it still falls off.
Lady Elaine, listen to me.
What is it?
It took the circus people days and days to learn that. They had to practice a lot.
Oh, I know. I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'm sorry. I guess I like to talk about the circus all the time.
Hey, Pan, are you homesick for those circus friends of yours?
I do miss them when I am not with them. Oh. I miss the panda. There aren't any pandas around here.
I heard the king wanted the whole circus to come here, Panda.
King Friday?
Yes. When he heard the circus was in Westwood, he said he wanted it here, too.
I will go and talk to him. I don't think he understands.
Okay, sweetie. I'll give that ball business a try another day, okay?
All right. Bye, Lady Elaine.
Toot toot, Pan.
I would like to speak to the king. It is about a circus. All right.
Panda, I presume?
Correct, as always, King Friday.
You wished to see me?
Lady Elaine said you wanted the circus here.
That is true. You may tell them to come.
But they have gone.
Gone where?
To another neighborhood that asked them to come.
Didn't they know I wanted them here for my people?
How could they know, King Friday? You did not ask them.
Oh, such a bother. I shall go to my sea room and concentrate on circuses coming.
We we are going to keep trying, trolley.
I made a trolley out of the balloon, put some stars on it. King Friday wanted the circus to come, but the circus people didn't know that. Well, people can't know exactly what you want unless you tell them. Sometimes people think it's easier just to grab something if they want it, or push it away if they don't want it. But people may not understand unless you say what you want. You'll think of things to make, won't you? Your own kinds of things. I don't think that's that door. It's Mr. McFeely out here. Mr. McFeely, you came to the back door today.
Yes, the doorbell was ringing, so I just knocked away.
Just fine. What do you have?
Well, I have a film right here. Remember you wanted the film about the circus school?
Yes.
Well, I found a very short film here about a man teaching children how to do things for the circus.
Oh, great. Want to watch it with me?
I certainly would. It's a very short film.
Come on
Let's go right up in picture-picture already.
Yes, sir. We'll just show this right here. Somebody teaching children things about the circus.
Great.
I mean, it doesn't have elephants and
No, just learning how to do different little tricks and balancing acts and so forth.
Oh, good. Well, I'll press the picture pictures button and we'll take a look
at it. Alrighty.
Balancing on that.
That was a short film, but it showed a lot about practicing.
Sure did. You see how they were balancing like that? And that man was helping them. That must be a circus man on there.
It was. It takes a lot of practice to be in the circus.
Certainly does. You know, it even takes a lot of practice to learn how to somersault, Mr. McFeely.
And learn how to ride a bicycle, too. It took me a lot of time to learn how to ride a bicycle, but now I can do it.
Yeah. Do you have your bike with you?
Yes, it's out side, but I'm going to go out here because I have a delivery right next door, all righty?
Oh, good. Would you be able to take this back for me?
I certainly will. I'll just put it right in the can.
Here it is.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Interested in circuses this week?
All righty. I'll just leave my bike parked back there, and I'll do a speedy delivery over here and be right back.
Okay, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. See you later.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks again. I remember when I tried to learn to somersault when I was very young. And I would just go over the side, you know. Also, I remember learning to hop on one foot. That took a lot of practice. And roller skating took a lot of practice, too. You know, if you watch babies, you can realize how long it takes even to learn to walk or to learn to talk. If you watch very, very young children trying, yeah. And also people who have trouble walking and talking, a lot of work goes into learning things like that. Mm-hmm. Often think how
great it is. How great it is. The energy that goes into learning the things that we do. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know why? Because I like you just the way you are, with just the things that you are able to do. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.